This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Light is on top. Okay, Baruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. Parshas Kedoshim. We have a very important subject this evening. The Torah HaKedoshah tells us, Perek Yotes, Pasuk, Yod Ches, Lo Yisikoyim V'lo Yisitaras B'nei Amecha. Do not take revenge, do not bear a grudge to the children of your people, in other words, to another Jew. V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, you should love your neighbor like yourself. Ani Hashem, I am the Lord. Question number one, really? Ani Hashem? No kidding, I didn't know that. I thought, why does Hashem have to say Ani Hashem? And who else is he? Now, so you say, okay, it says Ani Hashem many times in the Torah, but why in the context of V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha does it say Ani Hashem? And then Rashi cites the Sifra, which quotes the famous words of Rabbi Akiva. And before I do that, I have to announce the sponsors. I forgot. So firstly, the Shiur Ma'on Sefer VaYikra are sponsored by the Zakheim family. Lilo Nishmas from Shloima Eliezer ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim. Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Shiur Ma'on also sponsored anonymously Lilo Nishmas, my grandfather, Rav Mordechai Leib ben Rabbi Yosef Menachem. Tonight's Shiur is sponsored by the Gedalowitz family, for Refuah Shleima for their uncle, Moshe ben Toiva, Yishar Refuah Shleima, Sach Shachal Yisrael. Thank them very much. And is also sponsored by Shia Steinberg in honor of the Shiur. Okay, thank you very much to all of our sponsors. Back to the regularly scheduled broadcast. So the Torah says, Ani Hashem, in the context of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. Why? Ani Hashem as opposed to what? Supposed to who? Who else is Ribbono Shel Olam? And this is my favorite question, because I never really saw anybody ask it, and I think it's a very good question. Rashi quotes Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zeh klal gadol ba'Torah. This is a great principle in the Torah. I believe that in this statement of Chazal, there seems to be an extra word. I never saw anybody ask this. I think the Chassam Sofer may address it, but point blank to ask this question, I think it's an original question. You remember the shir? Oh, I was hoping you would. No, I never get to share this. No, not this. Could be. I've said in the past. This is brand new material. We never discuss this. Zeh klal gadol ba'Torah. I believe there's an extra word over here, and that is the word ba'Torah. Really? Zeh klal gadol ba'Torah? Where else is it a klal gadol? I would have thought it's a klal gadol in the telephone book. Why does it have to say the word ba'Torah? Amar Rabbi Akiva, is that klal gadol? Why do I need the word ba'Torah? Where else is it a klal gadol? Could say, you know, where else? Is that klal gadol be Major League Baseball? Chasa lahavdel. Of course it's ba'Torah. That's what we're talking about. Is Rabbi Akiva talking? Why does Rabbi Akiva need to say, is that klal gadol ba'Torah? Just say, Amar Rabbi Akiva, is that klal gadol? With a famous sifra called Machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. Ben Azai says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the book of the lineage and the genealogy of man. Ben Azai says that Sefer Toldos Adam is the most important pasuk. He says, Zeh Klal Gadol Mizeh. But what's Zeh Klal Gadol ba'Torah? Why ba'Torah? Why ba'Torah? So those are two questions. Why Ani Hashem? And why ba'Torah? We come to a famous Gemara in Shabbos. I'm sure everyone's familiar with this Gemara. I believe we will have some very important chidushim on this Gemara. Once upon a time there was a convert, actually a Gentile. And he came before Shammai. He said, Shammai! And the guy was, you know, balancing. And he said, convert me standing on one foot. Actually, he said, convert me on condition that you teach me the whole Torah standing on one foot. So Shammai took a pole, and he smacked the guy. He said, get lost. Whoa, you're mocking the Torah. You think I could teach you the whole Torah on one foot? Can't even teach you one mesechta on one foot. He came before Hillel. Hillel converted him. He said, "Mai da alach sani l'chavrach le'savir. What you hate, don't do to your friend. What you don't like, don't do to your friend. He call out Torah kula. That is the whole Torah. The idach perusha, the rest is just commentary. Zil gemar. Now go learn it." So Hillel basically said, that the summation of the whole Torah is V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha. The Marsha asks, why did Hillel say it in the negative? Why didn't he say it in the positive? V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha. Fine. But we presume that what Hillel meant was, if you want to know what the whole Torah is, standing on one foot, love your neighbor, love thy neighbor like yourself. So Rashi is bothered by Akasha. Rashi is bothered by the obvious question. The question is that V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha maybe encapsulates the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveroi, but it does not encapsulate the mitzvahs ben Adam l'amakim. In other words, how is V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, how does that incorporate Kol HaTorah Kula? L'chaveroi, it only discusses, and it's only in reference to interpersonal mitzvahs. So Rashi gives two answers. Rashi's first answer is, who's your best friend? Azriel, who's your best friend besides me? You know? Who's your best friend?
Jeff.
Okay. But you know, everybody else has a different best friend. Who's your best friend in this world? The Ribbono Shel Olam. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Re'acha v'rea avicha al tazev. Your friend and the friend of your father, do not forsake. So therefore, if God tells you, don't wear shatness, you should listen to him. Because if you told your friend, you know, don't do something that I don't like, that's very annoying. Let's say you told your friend, do me a favor, when you come to my house, don't walk in with muddy shoes. You'd be upset if he didn't listen to you, because it bothers you when he gets mud on your carpet. So you wouldn't want someone not to listen to you, so then when God speaks to you, you should listen to him. Because Hashem's your friend. Re'acha v'rea avicha al tazoiv. So v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha includes all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Because you wouldn't want your friend to violate your command, so God's your friend, don't violate his command. That's the first pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi is basically, you're right, v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha doesn't include all the mitzvahs, but it includes most of them. Most of the mitzvahs in the Torah are interpersonal mitzvahs. So if you had to give a summation of the Torah, the best thing you could say is V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, because it encapsulates the majority of the Torah. But Marv Rabbeisai, this Gemara still leaves room for us to try to explain, how does V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha include every single mitzvah in the Torah? And we're going to learn a new pshat this evening. And furthermore, what exactly was this absurd question of the guy? The guy, he wants to become a Jew. So presumably he knows what it entails. So why would he make this ridiculous request, convert me standing on one foot? I mean, that's absurd. It's dumb. What's this guy doing? And what exactly is Hillel's response? So let us begin, Rabbi Isai, with the comments of Targum Yonah Ben Uzziel. Targum Yonah Ben Uzziel says something out of this world, something it's worthwhile to know. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam created man, B'Tselem Elokim. God created us in his image. What does that mean, we're created in the image of Hashem? So, the Targum Yonah Ben Uzziel says something absolutely amazing. It says, Targum Yonah, Ubera Hashem Yas Adam B'diyukne. Hashem created man in his image. B'Tselma Hashem Bara Yaseh. In the image of Hashem, he created us. What does that mean, we're created in the image of Hashem? Says Targum, b'masan ve'arba'in u'simani evarin, with 248 limbs. B'tlas ma'ah v'shitin v'cham shagidin, and 365 sinews. You know what it means, we're created in the image of Hashem? That we have 248 limbs and 365 sinews.
613.
Now what's going on over here? Okay. Fine, so, you know, obviously you could add up 248, 365, 613. But how could you, Chas v'Shalom, say we're creating the image of Hashem with 248 limbs and 365 sinews, as if God has limbs and sinews? That's what it means, we're creating the image of Hashem? That we have body parts equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does Targum Yonah Ben Uzziel mean? I thought that Tzelem Elokim means we have a soul, but to say we have 248 limbs and 365 sinews like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I believe the Targum Yonah Ben Uzziel means as follows. I never saw anybody say this, but I believe this is what he means. The only understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have is really the Torah. The Torah is like Reb Chaim V'Lozhner quotes from the Zohar, Yisrael v'oiraisa v'kud shabrichu chadhu. God and the Torah are one. So that means God consists of, in our mind, 613 mitzvahs. The Torah, which is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has 613 components. Therefore, we resemble the Torah and Hashem. So we also have 613 parts. That's the Chayra, what the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah are somewhat synonymous to us. The Torah has 613 mitzvahs, and we have 613 components. Comes of Chaim Vital in his famous Sefer, Shari Kedusha. Chaim Vital says, every human being has 613 body parts, 365 sinews, 248 limbs. Those physical components cover 613, so to speak, Evarim of Ruach of Tuma. In other words, as follows. There's a concept that every human being has a number of components. So we have 613 physical limbs, but we also have 613 Ruchais, parts of our Nefesh and Neshama of Tuma. And that covers 613 components of the Neshama of Kedusha. Basically, the neshama has 613 parts. So if you want to know, what does the neshama look like? We have no idea what the neshama looks like. The Gemara says in Brachos that the neshama is roya ve'enoy niris. We can't see the neshama. But spiritually, it has 613 components. Each component of the neshama corresponds to another part of the body. Now, that means the neshama has arms, and the neshama has eyes, and the neshama has ears, and the neshama has various parts of the body. How do you feed the neshama? After all, everything needs food, right? You got to feed people. It's a miracle. The shir is still going on without feeding people. It's not just one of the greatest nisim in the history of the world, that here it is, it's after COVID, and when there's no food, and people still come to learn. It's mamish. Loi rav lalechem, loi tzama lamayim. But whatever it is, hakol hoyelch acher ha'haschola. Since there once was food, it feeds again. No, but all joking aside, what feeds the neshama? So the Torah. The same way you eat food, and the food feeds the body. The Torah is compared to bread. Lechu lachmu balachmi. The Torah is like lechem. Which means each one of the 613 mitzvahs correspond to a different part of the body. Which means something feeds the eyes of the neshama, something feeds the ears of the neshama, something feeds the mouth of the neshama. And if you would be neglectful in a particular mitzvah, then that part of the neshama would be handicapped, so to speak. So in other words, there is a mitzvah that corresponds to a person's head that feeds the head of the neshama. You know, if you don't have, you need protein, you need carbohydrates, you need different parts of diet. People who just eat protein, they're endangering their life, right? That's mamash sakanas nefashas. You need different components of a diet. So the neshama needs mitzvahs to feed it. That's what Rav Chaim Vital says. And therefore, if you take a look, and I'm going to tell you a zayar that Rav Chaim Vital quotes, remember this for the rest of the shir. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Zeh Shemi Le'olam V'Zeh Zichri L'Dar Dar. Remember that pasuk? Zeh Shemi Le'olam V'Zeh Zichri L'Dar Dar. Says the Zayar. What's the gematria of Shemi? Shin Mem Yud, 350. Yeah? What's the gematria of Zichri? Zichri is 237. Listen to this. Says the Zayar, Shemi 350. If you take Shemi and you add Yud K 15, what do you get? 365 negative commandments. You take Zichri, 237, and you add Vavke, which is 11, you get 248. Zeh Shemi, 350, plus the Yudke are the number of Lavin. Zichri, 237, plus the Vavke are the number of Asays. Bear that in mind. Shemi, Zichri. Shemi, you add the Yudke. Zichri, you add the Vavke. So Chafetz Chaim writes, based on this Reb Chaim Vital, that it's a good thing that in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when we plummeted and we went down, we fell many, many madrigos, We are in the times of the second base of Mikdash. We had no Aroin, we had no Urim V'tumim, we had no Eish Min HaShamayim, we had no Shechina, we had no Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara in Yuma says. But at the end of the day, we lived in Eretz Yisrael, and we had a base of Mikdash, and we were able to Mekayim all 613 mitzvahs, and therefore every chelek of the Nefesh was sustained and fed, and every Jew was able to be Shalem. But the million-dollar question that we're going to have to deal with now, and this is a question of the Shlach HaKadosh and the question of the Arachayim HaKadosh, is if the only way to be Shalem is by keeping all 613 mitzvahs, then never in the history of mankind, of the world, was there ever a Yid who is Mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. Because the Shlach HaKadosh says there are four sibois that could prevent somebody from being Mekayim, the mitzvahs. Number one, it's not Shaykh. Raise your hand if you're a Kohen. Really? No Kohanim in the whole room. So that means not one person in this room was ever Mekayim, like 100 mitzvahs in the Torah. You know? You never Mekayim duchening. You never Mekayim bringing karbonis. So many dozens and dozens of mitzvahs are only shaykh to kohanim. And some mitzvahs are only shaykh to noshim. And some mitzvahs are only shaykh to levium. Who's a levi over here? What? Who's here? Who's here? Raise your hand if you're here. You know? You're a levi? A pashat yid. So some mitzvahs only kohanim, some only levim, some only Yisraelim, some only noshim. So it's not shy. Nobody in history of planet Earth ever had the opportunity to become all 613. Secondly, you have to have the possibility. Some mitzvahs they never come up. Raise your hand if you've ever been kaim the mitzvah of yibum, chalitza, shiluach hakein. Okay, fine. Yibam. Raise your hand if you know anyone who ever did Yibam. Yeah, right? So Yibam. Chalitza. So it's not... Many mitzvahs are only shayich under certain circumstances. Who here was ever mekayim the mitzvah of not taking back a grusha after they married someone else? Also, it's a... Wow, very colorful room over here. Raise your... Petach Hamar, you can read in the Yated, in the center page, they have Pinyan Petach Hamar. But by the way, what about the mitzvah of if somebody is Moitzi Shemra on Aisha, you can never let her go. Here's another reason why somebody not Mekayim a mitzvah. Says the Shlach, you have to have certain circumstances. You have to live in a house to be Mekayim mezuzah. If you live in an RV, you live in a trailer. Raise your hand if you live in a trailer. Also, no Kaihanim, no Levium, and no homeless people. Okay, so if you live in a trailer, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. And number four, there are certain mitzvahs that you can only be Mekayim in Eretz Yisrael, or when there's a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Shlach wants to know, we know in order to be the Merkava for the Shechina, you need to be an Adam Shalem, you have to be Mekayim 613 mitzvahs. No one in history ever came near to be Mekayim 613 mitzvahs. And this question is addressed by none other than the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Pekudei, that after all the material was gathered for the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people made the Mishkan. Really? Jewish people didn't make the Mishkan. But Salo made the Mishkan, and everyone was standing there taking pictures of him. Nobody did anything except for Bezalel. So what do you mean B'nai Yisrael made the Mishkan? So first Arachayim HaKadosh says, Bezalel was their shliach shel Adam k'maisai. But Arachayim HaKadosh says, nobody ever sent Bezalel. Klal Yisrael appointed Bezalel. Hashem told him to do it. Yeah, but they were nichalei. But then Arachayim HaKadosh says the big klal. He says, look at number 10, Oid Nira, Ki kan asa hakasov machberes haklolos bekiyom haTorah. Here the Torah is making the attached entity of Klal Yisrael. There's something called Klal Yisrael. There's an entity called Klal Yisrael, and that entity of Klal Yisrael is mekayim 613 mitzvahs. Says Arachayim HaKadosh, maybe, this is what the Torah means, v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, love your friend like yourself. Hey, Azriel, why should I love you like me? You're not me, why should I love you like me? No, says Arachayim, you're me! Because if you do a mitzvah that I can't do, I could benefit from that mitzvah as if I did it. But I didn't do it, I was sleeping. If I belong to the team called Klal Yisrael, and that team is mekayim a mitzvah, then I get credit for the mitzvah. So the team called Klal Yisrael made the Mishkan. Who did it? Doesn't matter who did it. His name was Bezalel. But he belongs, I'm a member of the team. So it's like all of Klal Yisrael was mekayim the mitzvah. Al yedei the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, you then belong to the entity called Yisrael, and when Yisrael is mekayim a mitzvah, it's like you're mekayim a mitzvah. So again, we have to understand what are the guidelines, what are the parameters. You know, does that mean I automatically, I could just basically sit back in my bed and assume that someone in Bnei Brak, you know, he'll probably do the mitzvah. He'll probably learn Zra'im Be'iyun, so I'll eat cholent and have somebody else. I'm assuming there's some good Yidden out there who do the right things, and I belong for the team. I'll get a big hand with a long finger. Go Yisrael, and I'll be part of the team. Maybe I'll come to the Siyum HaShas every 7 years. And he learned Shas, so we have to get some of the parameters, the guidelines, what does this mean? But that's the general principle for now. That Ulai, says Archem HaKadosh, Lazer Ramaz Ba'oimroi V'yahavta L'recha Kamecha. The reason why I love you like me is because I am able to benefit from you. Let's read his holy words. He says, on the number 10, second paragraph, 7th line, Litzad shehu kemoyischa, ki b'shloimai, in my friend's peace, yeitiv l'cha, will be good for you. Uvem tsa'usa, and through his aegis, atamashlam shlemusach, you complete your shlemus. Vim kein eino yacha, if so, another yid is not someone else, ala ata atzmecha, he's you. Uka achan mechalo kecha, he's part of you. And by doing so, it brings nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This way, you're Mekayim all 6:13, otherwise it's impossible. He's a Kohen, he's a Levi, he's Yisrael, she's an Isha. You know, no person in history duchind and lit, it was Mekayim, the mitzvah of challah and nida and singing on the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, it ain't happening.
We once learned the concept that
I know what you're going to say.
You wish you can do it, you can't do it. It's like
you get the Rabbi Yitzhak wants to say another possible way to mekayim a mitzvah that you don't have the opportunity to do is if you want to do the mitzvah. Now, the truth is, Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir, the Baal Shevet Moser, gives that as another method of being mekayim the mitzvahs. He says that's another way. But today we're going to examine this method of the method of being mekayim mitzvahs by belonging to the entity called Klal Yisrael. Now we come to the words of the holy Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer Derech Pikudecha. Derech Pikudecha is the Bnei Yisachar Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he is mazber the mitzvahs, api lomdus, api kabbalah, different parts of a mitzvah. Every mitzvah has a machshava, has the maisa, has the dibur. And the Bnei Yisachar writes in the Derech Pikudecha, the Hakdama, that he has a kabbalah. That any mitzvah that you're not able to do, let's say, for example, I was never zoicha to be mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Because Baruch Hashem, our first was a girl. But I never did pidyon haben. So now what? Now I'm stuck. So says the Bnei Yisachar, if you see your friend has the opportunity to mekayim pidyon haben, be mechazek him. Give him moral support. Help him physically. Or as they say, nothing shows appreciation like cash. So here, the Bnei Yisachar help him financially. If you're mechazek someone b'mamoinoi, then it's like you have a chilek of that mitzvah. Says the Bnei Yisachar, v'inei kol Yisrael kaguf echad. All of Christ is one body, especially on the level of our neshamos. And then the Bnei Yisachar says, based on the Arizal, I believe in the Sharuach HaKodesh, the Arizal says that we should say a nusach before you do a mitzvah, l'shem yichud, and you add the words, what? B'shem kol Yisrael. Why in the world do you say b'shem kol Yisrael? Why am I saying b'shem kol Yisrael? Because I want my mitzvah to be put in the, you know, in the general pot, that anybody who wants, any Jew who wants. Number 10, who could benefit from the mitzvah. So when you say b'shem kol Yisrael, it's kimat ki'ilu, you did it yourself. And says Bnei Yisachar, there are supports for this inyan from kadmoinim and rishonim. Now, by the way, the Shlach HaKadosh says the same idea, that if you see somebody doing a mitzvah that you never had the opportunity to do, so try to be mechazekim, and by being mechazekim, so it's like you're tapping in to that particular zchus and that particular mitzvah. Says the Shevet Musar, he says, Klal Yisrael are compared to gold. You know why Klal Yisrael are compared to gold? Most people, if they have an Atil Sidayim cup, a Negel Vasser cup, and they fill, turn on the hot water, and they're holding the handle, they're not going to feel in the handle the heat of the water. Because the water is not in the handle. But sometimes they have Negel Vasser cups, they're made out of nechoshes, they're made out of copper. Copper is a very strong conductor. You put hot water in the cup, you will almost burn yourself holding onto the handle, even though there's no... And if you've got a gold cup, you will burn yourself if there's hot water in the cup. Because gold is such a conductor that if you pour hot water on a long strip of gold, you will burn yourself holding the other side of the strip. Gold is one of the best conductors. So you say, why don't they make wires out of gold? Why do you think? It's too expensive. But they make out of copper because these metals are very good conductors. Says the Shevet Musar, the reason why the Yidin are compared to Sharvit Shel Zahav is because we're supposed to be Kaguf Echad. If somebody has a success, everyone should be besimcha about it. If somebody has a tsar, everybody should be betsar over it. And this is the oifen, this is the way, says the Shevet Musar, how we could be mekayim the all 613 mitzvahs. Because it's min hanimna that one person could be mekayim the mitzvahs of kahuna, levia, yisraelos, nashim. It's impossible. The only way is al yedei, belonging to the team, v'yahavtel re'echa kamaycha. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, fasten your seatbelts. Says the Sefer Sama Dechaye of Rabbi Lezer Lavu, the Baal Shemen Roikeach. He says, the Iker Yisoid of coming down to this world is to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. But how are you going to do it? The only way you do it is you belong to Klal Yisrael. And now I understand the question that the Ger asked Hillel, convert me standing on one foot. You ready for this? This is Mamish Oyem V'Noira. It's a Pele. How could you learn the whole Torah standing on one foot? And what did Hillel say? V'yahavtel re'echa kamaycha. He says, my uncle told me. The Gemara says in Brachos, the Gemara says in Ervin, Al yiftar adam mechaveroi elamitoich devar halacha. Pashup Shah means like this. Eitan, I visited you for 2 weeks. I came to your house. You didn't know about this? I'm moving in for 2 weeks. And at the end of the 2 weeks, I'm going to say goodbye. So when we say goodbye to each other, we have to say goodbye mitoch devrei halacha. That's the pasha pshat. But there's a deeper pshat. The deeper pshat is like this. I want to be a man unto myself. I don't want to have to be soymech on other yidin to do mitzvahs. I want to do all the mitzvahs on my own. It's not shaykh. I'm not a kohen. I'm not a levi. I'm not an isha. You're the only way to do it. There's another way to be mekayim all 613. You know what? By learning the mitzvahs, it's as if you're mekayim the mitzvahs, like we say. Anyone who learns the parsha of oila, it's like he's makriv an oila. Anyone who learns about the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, it's like they built the Beis HaMikdash. Al yiftar adam mechaveroi, don't leave your friend. Don't try to exempt yourself from relying on your friend. Elo midvar alacha, unless you mastered the Torah. If you know the whole Torah, you don't have to rely on your friend. If you don't know the Torah, you're going to have to be soymech on your friend.
You say it every morning by kabbalas before the party. You're after carbon.
Yeah, so that klal applies by every mitzvah. Yeah. You know, were you ever mekayim in the mitzvah of Egla Rufa?
No, and I'll say the Yehiratzon.
Say Yehiratzon, it's kilo learn. Yeah, no, you have to learn it. You can't just say Yehiratzon. You have to learn the inyan of Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a whole sefer on Egla Rufa. You know that? Reb Chaim wrote a thick sefer on Egla Rufa. Nachal Eisan, it's called. Nachal Eisan. Can you imagine? So when you learn that whole sefer, take about 10 years, and then say Yehi Ratzain, so you have two choices. Al yiftar adam mechaveroi elam edvar lacha. Don't patter yourself from your friend unless you learn. However, there's a third way to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. And this is not the most pleasant way, but it's a method. You know how? First you come to this world as a kohen. Then you come back in a Gilgal as a Levi. Then you come back as a Gilgal as Yisra. Then you come back as an Isha. And then you come back as a Chamor. And then, at the end of the day, you'll get all 613 mitzvahs. Says the uncle of the Sama Dechaye, this is the pshat. Zeh Shemi, remember the Zayar, Shemi is 350. Plus Yud-Kei is what? 365. Zeh Shemi, the 365 negative commandments, le'olam. Anyone could fulfill all 365. You don't have to have any special conditions to fill all 365. Every single Jew cannot wear shatnez, cannot speak Lashon Hara, cannot drink dam, cannot eat chelev. These are all things we do all the time, we hope. So zeh Shemi 350 plus ka, le'olam, that you could always do. But Zichri, 237, plus Vav K, 248, Lidar Dar. You're going to have to come back many, many times to fulfill all 248. Shemi L'Olam, the 365 you could always do. Zichri, you got to come back many, many times. So the Ger comes to Hillel, he says, look Hillel, I went to all the Shiurim. I know all the mitzvahs. The problem, the mistake they made is they told me, the only way I could be Mekayim all 613 is if I come back as a Gilgal many times. He says, Gaireini Amanash, Amanasha Telamadeni, Kola Toira Kula, Al Regel Achas. The Ger said, I'm only doing this if I'm here one time. I don't want to come back to this world. That's what it means, Al Regel Achas. By the way, we're going to see in the writings of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud Muvah of the Baal Shem, he writes in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, in the Bein Poros Yosef, in the Tzofnas Paneach, this is Pshat in the Gemara, Gaireini Amanasha Telamadeni, Kalatarakula, Al Regel Achas, I'm only coming back once. I'm only doing this Judaism thing if I don't have to come back here. So tell me how I can Mekayim, Kalatarakula, in one shot. So you know what he said? Make sure you're makbid on v'yahavtel reicha kamoicha. Be part of the entity of Klal Yisrael. So this Jew will do yibam. That Jew won't take back his grusha. He will do chalitza. She'll light the candles. And then together everyone will be mekayim 613. And you're not going to have to make it back here. Al shnei raglayim shloisha regalim. You'll only have to come one time. That's the pshat. Gaireini amanas shetelamadeini kol terakula. Al regel achas. This is the pshat. The end of Va'eschanan says, Hayoyim la'asoysam. You do the mitzvahs today. But if you don't do it today, V'haya ekev tishmon. In the end, you're going to do it because you're going to have to come back here to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. The bottom line is, your soul has one mission in this world. Figured out a way how to be Mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. So if you see an ad in the paper, Keren Ashvias, you know, send the farmer $100 and to get the mitzvah of Shemitah. Don't laugh at it. It's better to pay $100 and get Shemitah that way than to have to go upstairs and come down as a farmer. What do you need to come down as a farmer for? You're better off not being a farmer, paying the $100, whatever they want to charge you, it's kedai. It's kedai to figure out ways how to get a hold of all 613 mitzvahs. This is, says the Sama Dechaye, why al pi da Arizal, before davening, we say the following words. Hareini mekabel al atzmi mitzvahs ashei shavi ahavta l'reacha kamaycha. That's what we had this year, Reb Sender. That was this year last year. The takana of the Arizal, of saying before davening, Hareini mekabel al atzmi mitzvahs ashei shavi ahavta l'reacha kamaycha.
But I even hug the person next to me when I say that.
Really?
Right? Maybe the witness right there.
He says it? All right, he says you say it. Okay, we'll take his word for it.
Why did Shammai teach the Ger this? Why did Shammai so be so negative to him? He didn't know these things.
Why didn't Shammai give him the Seitzah? It's a good kasha. I don't know. Shammai gave him a different Eitzah. Shammai says, you got to learn it. That's a much better Eitzah. We're going to see that this Eitzah is not so pashat. This Eitzah is not so pashat. But this is really a fabulous interpretation of the Gemara. Gaireni amanasha talmdeinu kol haTorah kula al regel achas min regel, one shot, one time. Comes the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Yisroi in the Tzafnas Paneach, and again he brings the same ma'aracha in the Bein Paras Yosef on Parshas Vayetse and in the Toldos in his Hakdama. And what I was amazed by is that this drasha of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef is quoted by none other than Moreinu Hagoinu Zeinu Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai. The Chida quotes the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. I don't think it's so common that the Chida quotes Sifrei Chassidus, especially because it was somewhat contemporary of his times. But he quotes, in number 17, he quotes the Toldos Yaakov Yosef by name. In the Kisei David, the Chida quotes Moreinu Reb Yaakov Yosef, Talmid Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, which is also a unique phenomenon that the Chida quotes the Baal Shem Tov by name. And basically, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says something very interesting. We know, Chavakuk v'himidim al achas. Chavakuk came and he narrowed down the whole Torah into one principle. Who remembers the principle? V'tzadik be'amunasoy yichya. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, what do you call somebody who says you only have to keep 612 mitzvahs? We're going to take away one. He's a koifer. He's a heretic. He's not Bikiris. So what is Chavakuk doing? He's narrowing down the whole Torah to one principle. And what is the principle? Most people learn the principle is emuna. You know, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. No, says the Toldos. When Chavakuk came and he narrowed the whole Torah down to one, he's addressing this very important question. How does a soul in its journey down to this world figure out a way to be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs? The answer is the tzaddik, the righteous person who's able to understand that he could connect himself to another Jew, be'emunasoy, with that emuna yichya, he could live by being mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. It's not emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's emuna that by connecting to the entity of Klal Yisrael, you could live and thrive through all 613 mitzvahs. That's what it means, the principle of tzaddik be'emunasoy yichya. Tavnas Paneach is the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. It's another sefer that he wrote. He wrote Bein Paras Yosef, he wrote Tavnas Paneach. There are many different svarim Tavnas Paneach. This one is from the Toldos. And this is an idea that he brings in many, many of his writings. So, Hashem gave me Matana. And I think it should be obvious to everyone. By the way, the Toldos says that when Amalek comes to the world, is Hashem's name not Shalem? The answer is because Amalek's main weapon against the Jewish people is to create a lack of achdus. Like Haman said, Yeshnai Am Echad Mefuzar Mefayrad. So Amalek comes and he creates Preda. So when there's Preda, the Shmi cannot join up with the Yud-K, and the Zichri cannot join up with the Vav-K, and then God's name is missing. But when Amalek will be destroyed, when will that happen? Eliyahu will come, and Eliyahu, what will he do? He'll make Shalom. You ready for this? This is a new pshat, the Shevet Musar says. Lo'imotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha ela HaShalom, the greatest kli of bracha Shalom. Why? Because al yedei Shalom we get the greatest bracha. What's the greatest bracha? Taryag mitzvahs. Shalom is the vehicle with which we're mekayim 613 mitzvahs. If we're b'shalom with each other, we all enjoy the mitzvahs of all of Klal Yisrael, says the Shevet Musar. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, when you love your neighbor, ani Hashem, then God's name is whole. The Shmi joins up with the Yud-Ke, the Zichri joins up with the Vav-Ke. You ready for this? It's Mamish Pasha now. Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, zeh klal gadol, b'Torah. You want to be mekayim the Torah? There's only one way to do it. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha is klal gadol in be mekayim the Torah. It doesn't mean as opposed to the telephone book. It's not just a big principle. It's a very important thing to love your neighbor. It's a klal gadol b'Torah. It's a klal gadol be mekayim the Torah. Otherwise, you're stuck. You spent your a whole year learning Yevamos, you never did the mitzvah. You spent 2 years learning Shiluach HaKen, you never did the mitzvah. You learned about don't be machzer Yegrusha, not even married yet. What do you mean? Most of the mitzvahs are not shayach. The Chavetz Chaim has a list of the mitzvahs that are shayach. It's like a third of the mitzvahs. So how you mekayim the Torah? Amar Rabbi Akiva. The Avdarech was the klal gadol bat Torah. Now, I found that Rav Baruch of Kosov basically says this. In the Sefer Amud HaAvod, Rav Baruch of Kosov, who is a Talmud of the Magid of Mezrich, and Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, he says as follows. He says, number 19, E efshar lekayim kol taryag mitzvois ba'adam echad. It's impossible to mekayim all 613 in one person. This one does this one does that one. But it could be, he says, if you're mekayim, you have to recha kamoicha, then because of your ava, it's considered that you did all the mitzvahs. Maybe, he doesn't say pshan and Rashi, he says pshan the Medrash. Maybe when the Medrash says, v'yavdar echa gamecha, zuhi kol ha-toira, how's v'yavdar echa gamecha ha-toira? Because through v'yavdar echa gamecha, you get credit for all the mitzvahs. And we're saying that's pshan and Rashi, zeklal godol ba-toira, this is a great rule in being mekayim, all the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's the end of the Mishnayos. The last Mishnah in Uktzin is, I believe, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Shevet Musar quotes it. Let's see if we can find it. Number 13. In the end, the Shevet Musar says, "Vizet tam at the end of Uktzin, the end of number 13, Lo Matzah Kazrochu Kli Machzik." I think it says Bracha Li Yisrael Ella Hashalim. Okay. Marv Raboisai, I want to just conclude with one amazing thing from the Yismach Moshe. Yismach, who's the Yismach Moshe? The Satmar Rebbe's? The Tata was who? Shkayach. I told you, my Baba and during the war was together with the woman who had the Gartel of the Yismach Moshe. If you want it, it's...
I'll take it.
I'm not selling it. Okay. Fine. So Yismach Moshe says like this. He wants to know what is pshat in the Gemara that the Ger came to Hillel. That the Ger came to Hillel and he said, convert me on condition that you teach me the whole Torah standing on one foot. And Hillel said, v'yavdal recha kamecha. So he quotes the same pshat we've been saying, but he quotes it from a great authority, the Beis Shmuel Achrayin. The Beis Shmuel Achrayin. Now, let's go back for a moment to the Sama Dechaye. The Ger wanted to know, convert me on one foot, meaning that I don't have to come back to this world to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. And what was the answer? Ma'idaloch sani l'chavrach lo savid. But Hillel didn't stop there. What did Hillel say? Zuhi kol ha-Torah kula. V'idach perusha zil gemar. The rest is commentary, go learn it. Says the Sama Dechaye, what was Hillel saying? V'idach, you want another way to be mekayim kol ha-Torah kula? Gemar, you have to learn the whole Torah, and that's the way of being mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. That's how the Sama Dechaye learns the Gemar. In other words, he's giving him two eitzahs. Eitzah number one, v'yavdal recha kamecha. V'idach, another eitzah, is perusha. You want another perush? Zil gemar, go learn the Torah. So the Yismach Moshe is not satisfied with that. I understand the first part. Convert me. In one round, I don't have to come back in the Gilgal to mekayim the other mitzvahs. But what did he mean? V'idach perusha hi zil gemar. He doesn't like the pshat. Go learn the mitzvahs. That's another way. So the Yismach Moshe interprets as follows. And that is, let's say a guy says, you know, I can't be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. Yibum. Not taking back a grusha, it's impossible. Chalitza, I'm going to rely on achdos. So you say, Rabbi Yid, how come you don't keep Shabbos? I rely on achdos. Why don't you take a lulav and esrog? Achdos. Why don't you sit in the sukkah? Achdos. Why don't you say? So the guy doesn't want to keep any mitzvahs because you know he mastered the shir so much he wants to rely on achdos for everything. So could we let him rely on achdos or no? Says Yisach Moshe. You need to do every mitzvah that you have the capacity to do. And that will tell us, and that will be mefaresh, that the mitzvahs that you're not able to do, if you would be able to do it, you would do it. But if you don't do the mitzvahs you can do, then we can't be mefaresh that the mitzvahs you can't do, you would have done. So the Yitzchak Moshe interprets like this. The Ger says, convert me in one shot, I don't have to come back in a Gelgal. And the answer is, v'yavdarecha kamecha. V'idach, and the other mitzvahs that you're able to do, Perusha will give commentary to the mitzvahs you're not able to do. So Zil Gemara, go learn about all the mitzvahs that you need to do. So V'idach, the other mitzvahs you're able to do, Perusha will be Mefarish, the mitzvahs you're not able to. In other words, you can only rely on Achdus if V'idach, the other mitzvahs that you are able to do, Perush will serve as a Perush for those mitzvahs that you're not able to do. Now, I'll end with this. Where did I come to this year? Honestly, we were learning Yevamos Mem Zayin, and I came to an Aruch Lener, and the Aruch Lener put this idea in my mind, and the way things go, you know, human frailty, I completely forgot the Aruch Lener preparing the shir. So the Aruch Lener brought the idea to my mind, but I saw it a week ago, and I totally forgot it, and I started preparing the shir. I forgot the Aruch Lener. An hour ago, my friend Ari Lipsky messaged me. He says, you know, the shir you're giving, there's an Aruch Lener on last week's Gemara that says Yisoid. I said, that's right. That's where I got the whole thing from. I completely forgot. So even though I forgot, Hashem saved me. So I want to tell you the Aruch Lener. Beautiful Aruch Lener. This whole shir, we could sum up in a conversation, Nomi and Rus. Remember, Nomi is trying to dissuade Rus from converting. So Naomi tells Rus, you know, if you convert, but when you were a guy and you desecrated Shabbos, we rewarded you. And now that you desecrate Shabbos, we're going to throw you off a two-story building and then throw stones at you. You sure you want to do this? Then Naomi tells Rus, you sure you want to convert? You know, you can't serve Avodah Zarah, you can't. So what does Naomi say? Naomi says, Ba'ashar Tamusi Amos. Naomi says, they're going to be separate Beis HaKfaros, depending how we kill you. No, V'sham Ekaver. You can't violate Yichud. Ba'ashar Talini Olin. And then Naomi tells Rus, you have to keep 613 mitzvahs. And what does Rus say back? Amech Ami. Your people is my people. Ask Aruch Lener, how do we see in the words, your people is my people, that when Naomi told Rus is, that you're going to have to keep 613. Amech Ami is response to anything that Naomi could have told Rus. Rus is saying, no, your people is my people. How do we see in the words, Amech Ami, a way that she's committing to 613? Says Aruch Lener, this you said. Naomi tells Rus, it's not easy. You're going to have to keep all 613. And you're going to either have to figure out by hook or by crook, come back to this world many times until you keep all 613. So what is Rus's answer to Naomi? She says, no problem. Amech Ami. I'm part of the team. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I accept to be part of this nation. Somebody who is part of the Am Yisrael, they benefit from the collective mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Now, in a way, and we'll end with this time for real, this is a scary concept. Because that means, the same way that when, so if you belong to the team, you benefit from the mitzvahs of the team, we also understand, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazah, and that the deficiencies of one Jew does have an effect on the entire entity of Klal Yisrael. No person could say, let them do what they do, let them be, Hanach Lohem, it doesn't affect me, I'm a from a Yid, I do what I have to do, and you know, it's not my problem. Because the same way, L'toiva, we want to be able to utilize this principle. You want to get in your Yibum and all the mitzvahs and your chalitza and your shiluach hakeim by belonging to the team. It's very painful that the entity of Klal Yisrael is, especially in the United States of America today, it's in a very difficult and tragic matzav. So this is it creates a very strong responsibility on every Jew. This is the concept of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And this is Klal Gadol BaTorah, the way to Mekayim, the whole Torah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, V'yohavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah. Thanks everyone for joining, and stay tuned for next week's schedule. Sunday night, is the yard site of Reb Meir. So we're going to have a special Reb Meir event. Last time we had a new nigun for one of the piyutim of the father of the Baba Sali, but a new nigun was composed for one of the Baba Sali's piyutim about Reb Meir. We're going to do it Sunday night. Everyone's cordially invited.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be in my house. You'll stay tuned for details, and maybe Lag BaOmer Thursday night we'll try to do something. So next week's schedule is going to be a little bit different. Okay, Rabbi Issa, thanks for coming.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.